Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking.
All right, we have Scott Shingledecker reporting live with his wife at local 598, and my dog just took down the gate, excuse me, right now at the, on the picket line. Scott, are you there?
Yes, Di. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Talk a little louder,
well,
but you're fine.
We have a lively crowd tonight at Local 598 down here at the South Gate. Everybody's honking their horn. We got people down here. There's probably 65, 70 people down here right now.
Oh, very nice.
I'll walk on down into the other gates here in a little bit, and I'll give you a report from there. We're going to see if we can talk to some people and see what they think about this strike and what they want out of it, you know?
Right. That's good. That's good. Is there any news that you should be talking about today, tonight?
The only thing that I've seen that was updated from the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, said that the main sticking point right now is the temp language. They're making some progress, but the General Motors is holding tight on the temp language. That's the only thing we've heard.
Yeah.
You know, so they want to make all that money.
Yeah, they do. And I got to tell you something, Scotty, before we get going here. I shot my shotgun today to my wall.
You shot your shotgun in the wall?
Yes. It went off, went through my wall, through the closet. Thank God nobody was injured. I just got a dog that's scared to death.
Oh, anyway, man.
But yeah, that just happened a few hours ago. The smoke has cleared though, and I thought I was playing a part in Gunsmoke. And
let's call you Festus now.
There you go. My 12 gauge works fine, folks. I was just getting it ready for whoever messes with us.
There you go. Well, evidently, you got it all figured out now, so if somebody goes on a flat tires, you can give them a ring-a-ling, right?
Yeah, I can say hello in a loud way.
There you go.
I know how to shoot walls, I'll tell you that.
There you go.
I'll be patching tomorrow.
We know it works, right? That's all
yes,
that matters.
Yes,
we know it works.
12 gauge work.
So,
yeah.
Well, let me see if I can kind of float through here and see if anybody is willing to talk. We'll go ahead and try that.
Okay. All right.
I might have a spouse of a temp. I'm not going to call picketer one, picketer two, picketer three, Nick, because there's just too many people to do that tonight.
All right.
Number 25. And what are some of the things that you'd like to see out of this contract?
Better health insurance is number one. I think that these guys should not have to be paying what they're paying when they go, and then they need to be hired in, and they need some of the profit sharing. They need to be treated like they're actual employees, not, subsidized employees. Basically.
Right.
Yeah. That's the biggie, the three biggies.
There you go. Health care. Get hired in and get treated with a little bit of respect. And get some of that profit sharing.
Damn, I agree. Absolutely.
I'm going to talk to somebody else over here. What are some of the things you'd like to see out of the contract? You already asked me that the other day.
Well, I want to ask you again.
What are some of the things you'd like to see?
Insurance. I want vision and dental.
Insurance, yep. Vision, dental.
Yep, part of the profit.
Part of the profits.
And a job.
Full-time employment.
Yeah, full-time employment.
No temporary status.
Amen.
There we go. Oh, we got a hear on that one.
You're damn
Woo-hoo!
Right.
Yeah. And we got somebody from 659 over here that he's been laid off because of the strike. And it's it's starting, I'm hearing now that it's starting to impact, and we're having people getting laid off at other facilities. Let's
yeah.
see if I can find some seniority workers, see if they'll want to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're on live, Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hey.
What does he like to see out of this strike? For real.
Speak. All right, hold on, everybody, hold on just for a minute. We got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you would like to join the conversation, please push 1 on your keypad. I'll get you right on. You're listening to the UAW Factory Whistle Show live at Truck and Bus. And while the picketers are out there, they're discussing exactly what they want in the contract.
And we didn't stop at the
car. All right. So what are some of the things you'd like to see out of this strike?
Equal wages for all people, but also not set up in. I don't understand why they must look at insurance. But
exactly, leave the health insurance alone.
Don't try to get the
money. No. Yeah. If you're gonna take that away, put it in my wages.
Yeah.
So
you bet.
It, right?
Now that's smart.
Hang on.
Right.
That 2% raise.
That 2% raise is that's an insult.
Woo!
2% raise, nothing.
That's a seniority worker I was just talking to. So that's, you know, we're all feeling the same way. You know, the wage is an insult. The wage increase is an insult. Leave the health insurance alone. If you do a profit sharing, rather we'd all see it put in our wages. So.
Scott, when we're going to be Scott and I, Gene, and hopefully my wife Cinnamon, we're going to be at 6:59 tomorrow around noon on Dye Road, right, Scott? We're going to be on Dye Road.
Dye Road, right?
Dye Road, and there's good parking. You can park right there, right by the gate. So. If you'd like to join us, they need help between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. They need help, and we're going to go out and walk the picket line with them tomorrow. Scott, wake up.
I was going to try to get somebody else to speak up, and he ran. I'm going to see if I can talk to another person. I got somebody right here.
Radio bites him. Scares the hell out of some people.
Yeah, it does. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We don't say your name. It's UAW Factory Whistle Show. What are some things you'd like to see out of this strike?
Equal pay for everyone.
Insurance.
Better insurance.
Yeah. Leave the health insurance alone.
Well, I think you've got a consistent.
And to get the temps at full employment. No temps.
Absolutely. Get rid of those temps. Get rid of the tears. Like to see all of that go. Well, it's like a consistent song out there, Scott. They want medical. They want to share in the profit sharing. They want their respect. And that means a full-time employment, not temporary. So I think that's I think are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to the next person. I'm a seniority worker. We have
Scott.
A seniority worker.
All
yes.
right, Scott. Put the phone up to him so we can hear him good.
Gotcha.
All right.
What are some of the things that you'd like to see come out of this strike?
You know, I would like the higher ups to just do the right thing. You know, you can. It's always better to be happy than right. And I think they should make the right choice to do what's right to make us all happy.
Right. Think we should hire the temps full time?
I do. That's that's bananas how they didn't go so long without hiring. You know,
leave our health care alone?
Leave our health care alone. Keep it as it is. Not broke, don't fix it.
There you go. And a better wage increase than 2%, wouldn't you say?
We all need a raise. You know, we all work our hard outs, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for our family and things like that. We ought to get, you know, a raise every once in a while. You know,
there you go.
Let us know, you know that they come to appreciate us.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
He's got it.
What do you want to call your strike? Are you temporary or a seniority worker?
Seniority worker.
Seniority worker. What do you want to see come out of the strike?
I would like to see a fair contract. I mean, what I mean fair is the same people that take care of GM when they back up against the wall, take care of us when I was against the wall.
There you go.
Yeah.
People are here working every day. We going through these pains. We ache. We away from our family 12 hours a day. 6-7 days a week.
You're here.
We're here busting our butt. We showing that we loyal. We want the company to show that they loyal also.
You're here.
And 2% over 4 years, I ain't the smartest man in the world, but if I'm at 30, 10% is only $3. So
right.
You're telling me at 8% over 4 years, I ain't even getting $3. You know?
Right.
The math just don't add up.
You're right. And
when in 2018, what we do, 10.6. 2017, we did 11.6, 11.8.
$41 billion over the last 3.5
profit
years.
Profit numbers, but when it's time for your people to get their share, now we outside of our own bill.
Right.
Absolutely.
Same company we took care of, we outside.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, brother,
hey,
man. Appreciate it.
Man, he's got that down, doesn't he?
He's there, Don?
Yeah, that was very good. Very good.
You're welcome.
You
want to say anything?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You want to quit here? That was one of our officials. I'm gonna keep walking, Don. So far the general consensus has been leave the health care alone. They want a substantial wage increase.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants the temps to be hired. And that's cool. Profit sharing, they're going to see that in their wages.
Absolutely.
So,
I don't know
who else we get to go. I'm going to keep walking down here.
If they put profit sharing into wages.
Hang on one second.
I just hit that button right there.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What you're hearing is horns blowing down Vance Lake Road right now.
All right. Anybody want to talk on Becker? What's the show? Come on. What do you want out of the strike? Yeah,
well, they got a lot of shy people.
Oh, yeah, that was some of our committee people.
Oh, of course.
Becker was so loud.
Well, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to be on this show, man. Are you kidding?
No.
No, because, Detroit listens, and, who was that? We got to find out who that is. So
right. So, are you seniority or temp? He's a seniority word. What would you like to see out of this strike?
I'd like to be made whole from when we helped take them out of bankruptcy.
Be made whole and come out of bankruptcy.
There you go. Maybe that's perfect.
Yeah, I would also like to see them stop taking such a terrible advantage of our temporary employees and make them whole if they can. Well, not that they need to make them whole, but at this point, I think they could make employees.
Right.
Clearly, we need
full time. Make them full time. What about our health care?
I'd be lying if I said I knew enough about that.
Don't take away from it. Leave it as it is, at least, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about us old bastards, the retirees?
Oh, how about the retirees? They haven't done nothing. They don't. He's not aware enough about what's going on to say anything.
Well, I can't say it. We're getting screwed. I'll say it. Viva.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas is screwing the hell out of retirees.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's all the retirees would want. Maybe, you know, help somebody that retired 20-something years ago that's not getting a great pension. They might need a little boost. They might need a little raise. I'm fine.
Yes.
There's people
right.
that retired a long time ago that aren't getting jack for a pension. My dad got $800, and that's
right.
not much. And it just kept $800 every month. And luckily, my dad took care of his money for all those years, and he had a hell of a nest egg. So he was fine. But there's a lot of people out there that's not that lucky, and things happen in
right.
life, and you have to spend your money. So I think those, you know, don't give it to the people that just retired in the last 5 years or 6 years. Give it to the people that retired a long time ago. Give them a boost. But give everybody a boost on Viva. Cut down some of the prices of this medication that we have to have, us old bastards.
Right.
Sad
right.
you got to have medicine to live, and then it costs you a fortune. Okay, I'm done. I'm done complaining. I just want the old retirees to get a boost. I really do. Not no Christmas bonus, $500, $800, whatever the hell it was. Give it to them in their pension so they can use it every month. Just, I tell you, I was just listening to the, and sorry, just for a minute, the Democrats' plan, all of them, everyone that's running, our taxes that we'll have to pay will be the largest in the world. I mean, I don't want to pay taxes now, but golly, I sure don't want to put everybody through college and give them Medicare care, everybody that comes across the border.
Right.
Scotty, wake up over there.
I got another person here.
Go
Hang
ahead.
A second. Are you seniority or temper? He's a seniority worker.
All
what
right.
What would you like to see out of this strike? I'd like to get a cola back. That's the only thing that kept us rotation in place. Cola back.
Smart.
Make sure the temps are passed. And make sure the temps have a definite pathway to full employment. Leave our health care alone?
Absolutely.
Leave the health care alone.
The biggest thing that we get hurt from, you know, the biggest claimants on our insurance is injury to state.
Right.
So we can't lose that.
And maybe an actual wage increase.
Well, that'd be nice, but we haven't had one in a decade. Change.
Right.
Change like.
Yeah, he's right, Don. We haven't had a substantial wage improvement in over a decade.
We lost,
that's right.
We lost our coal. We lost our buying power because we bought about $10 per hour, roughly, against what cost of living.
Right.
So we've lost the majority of our buying power right there. That's leveling. That's dropping the whole middle class.
Right. And as you said, what happens, we've lost our buying power. We lost that COLA over the last few years. It's kind of affected us like taking a $10 pay cut because we don't have the purchasing power we had.
That's right.
So,
and they used to, poor folks that don't know, if they hit a certain number, they would roll it into your wages. So it would be like you're getting a raise because every time that went up, and it did go up, I remember getting it rolled into my wages, $2, and I think it was 84 cents first time. I was excited. Give me that cola back. That's the first one it said cola, so he must know what cola means. He must be.
Yeah, he was talking to his father, who's a retiree, and they were having a discussion about the retirees, and nobody's mentioning the retirees.
No.
And that's disheartening to him, and I'm sure to his father, who's a retiree. I know
yeah.
it is to us.
Yeah. It is sad. Like I said, I don't know how long his dad's been retired, but they just don't.
In 97.
97, okay. That's 20. Wow. That guy needs a raise. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can't even keep up. You can't even keep up with Viva prices. I don't know if he's on medication, but trust me, that stuff is expensive.
He says he is, and it's going through the same thing you're going through.
Some
of the prescriptions no longer covered, or if you need this one, you have to pay out of pocket for it.
Yeah, that's true.
$900 a month. That's almost his pension check.
My dad's was $800, and he retired in 1976, I believe, 1976. So he made $800. This guy's making $900, and he retired 21 years later, and it only went up $100. That should tell
people.
No,
so. He's paying $900 a month for his medication right now. $900 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is sad. Oh, man. I thought I had it bad. I'm not close to that. Mm-mm. But I got a truck payment I pay every month. And it's not for a truck, for medication. But, damn, $900 a month?
Well, you know, if he's been retired for 20 years, that's got to be close to half of what his pension is.
At least.
The Tier 1 medications, they're not covering a lot of them anymore.
No, they're not.
And well, you know that. We know through the show about a gentleman whose wife was going blind, and they were no longer doing the shots for her eye.
That was my friend. My friend's wife. This is the last time we had meetings at the truck, or 598. I seen him. We grew up together, and we worked together for a while. And his wife has to have a special eye drops, and they do. He talked to him, you know, a question and answer thing at the 598. They said, no, you no longer can get those. And that cost $300-something a month.
Just for the eye drops.
Just the eye drops. And they're not covering it. And they took, like you said, that you can't get prescriptions they always tell that. Well, they told me I got three different prescriptions because they will not cover what the doctor has prescribed to me. So they did it first. Everything was fine at first, but every 6 months, they get a letter in the mail.
Get
a letter in the mail and hey, where you can't get this anymore. And it's a sad thing. And especially with somebody that really, really, it's a life-threatening situation. They need their medicine. Like this,
Absolutely. This
obviously paying $900 a month for his medication with General Motors. No, it's not General Motors anymore, is it? I was going to say General
Motors.
Yeah, Viva. And that's our union.
That's our union
doing that to our old retirees, folks. That's how much the union gives a damn about you. We need new leadership in that damn front office at Solidarity House. New leadership.
Right.
And we'll check their records. We'd like to see somebody that's been on the line somewhere, working their ass off 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and put a few years in to know what the hell a factory worker goes through and how the body gets tore down after years of just doing all kinds of jobs in that plant. It just, it's a sad thing when we put people like, what's her name? Estrada, that's never touched an air gun in her life, and she's the vice president. That's a sad thing. And probably going to be our president. That's how things roll at the UAW.
Well, it could be that way. I'm almost down here to where the second gate, where the hospital's at. I'm almost down there. And,
well, you be careful, Scott.
Real talk.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, we've been threatened. Scotty, this whole show has been threatened by brothers and sisters of the union, and it won't stop the show, but we need to be careful. As my
right.
tire got sliced and a note on my window. But we're not afraid, and we're not going to be afraid.
No. No, we're not. No,
man.
We're not.
You know, Detroit
no,
got, you
not.
Know, hey, Detroit hates their guts. And, we've been, you know, Monday morning still gets a hold of me. And,
right.
And he did say, you know, they're doing this for political reasons. And I said, yeah, we figured that out. He said, yeah, I heard you guys talk about it before the strike. We knew there was going to be a strike. That's the only way the damn union can save face is go on strike. Like they're actually doing something for the people. But then you got to ask yourself, now, if they do something for the workers, aren't they hurting yourself on the stock? Because they got stock in General Motors. So
right.
who are they really helping here? I never heard of a union that is supposed to take care of the workers, negotiate for the workers that have stock in the company that they're trying to negotiate with. Makes no
yeah,
sense.
Don?
Yes.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Am I on? Oh. We walked down to the restroom real quick, but you were just mentioning about sliced tires and whatnot. Yeah, we've got my 357 is ready for anybody that wants them up with us as well. And Scott's got plenty of his wool shotguns too that we're ready. So,
no, oh, okay.
Just throw it out
there. All right, thank you, Gene.
But
Gene's
I'll go back to you because you guys are having a good conversation.
Okay, you can join in anytime.
I will.
That's a UAW wife right there that sends her husband off to work every day. And that's Scott's wife, by the way. And one fine lady and a supporter, big supporter of the union. And the union means the people, not what's in Detroit right now. And it's a sad thing when you find out your vice presidents and people that you trusted stealing money from you, the workers. That, I still can't wrap my arms around this one. I just can't. It's hard for me to believe. I've been a union member for 40 years. I've been with three different unions. And this is the first one that I've been with that has been caught stealing from the worker. I can't tell you how I feel. I just can't. Then they ask you for 2.5 hours a month, and they're stealing all this money. And then they vote themselves a 31% raise. They want to give you a 2% raise.
Right.
That's crazy. I can't wrap my arms around it. Go ahead, Scotty.
Oh, like the one guy said, if you take that 2% raise and then possible lump sum in between for the next 3 years, that doesn't equate much. That comes out to a couple of dollars an hour. Some of these guys have already figured out the math on this, and they're not happy with it. It's an insult.
It's an insult
to their intelligence.
And it's the inside of the UAW. If the UAW isn't afraid. Okay, Scott, go ahead. I'll let Scott take over.
Yes, we're doing the Factory Whistle Show live. The Blog Talk Radio, the Factory Whistle Show. My latest guest questions?
You're Cap.
Oh, you are.
You are Cap.
All right. Here, I'm going to ask you're all seniority workers? All right. What do you want to see out of this strike? Anybody? Nobody wants
fair wages.
Fair wages. Healthcare.
Temps getting hired.
Temps getting hired. Absolutely. How about an actual wage increase?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Profit sharing. Or put that in our wages instead of profit sharing so we can actually see it every week.
Good.
Right. What about retirees? Don't we talk about retirees?
Oh, they need they give up stuff as well.
Yeah, they need to be healthcare.
Absolutely. Well, they're under the VBA, and unfortunately, no.
They thought they did their time. They should get it without any worry.
Right. Right. Exactly. And I just talked one guy down here. His dad retired in 97, paying $900 a month to the VBA to get his prescriptions.
Yep.
Both my parents retired out of here.
Right, right. Well, they know how it is. They're starting to see it, and they're finding out now that I guess they call them Schedule One prescriptions. A lot of them aren't covered no more under the VBA.
Yep.
And unfortunately, they're not as good as, you know, the generics aren't as good as the Schedule Ones.
Absolutely.
So.
They definitely need to. We need to bring up the point with the retirees as well. Hopefully they get something good out of this too.
They haven't had a wage increase. They don't get possibly an increase anymore, or they don't get the $500 bonus that you get at Christmas time. So there you go. That's what this group of people think. It's the general consensus of whoever we talk to.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to try to head on down Northgate. Thank you.
You're going down to Northgate?
I'm heading down the Northgate.
All right.
But that seems to be the general consensus from everybody we talked to. This group, they definitely think that the retirees need something also. They're being left out on this. They think that the retirees need to get a wage increase. And they definitely think they need to get a better health care. The VBA needs to step up and take care of these people better than what they are.
All right. Very good.
With that being said, now listen, we need to go back to Mr. Ron Gettelfinger.
People
got to understand this. In two years, he forgave General Motors a $17 billion with a B pass on the VBA money.
An obligation. Gave them a pass on their obligation to VBA.
Yes. $17 billion worth. It was $9 billion for 1 year, $8 billion for the next.
No, there you go. Gettelfinger was the union's worst friend that I know of right now.
Well, between Gettelfinger and King, they didn't help us out much, that's for sure.
No.
Tell me. All right. No. And like I said, I'm heading down here. I'm about halfway down the North Gate now. I stopped and grabbed the water. Like I said, we got to talk to this last bunch of people. And they were a little bashful at first, but they opened up quick. I'm just surprised some of the other people don't want to say nothing. They're supposed to be representing us.
Oh, you will. Does that surprise you? Come on.
Well, that just tells me where they really are. I mean, they're supposed to be representing us, and it seems like they'd be the ones that want to step up this microphone first and tell us all the things that we need to have back.
You would think so, Scott. But if they get on our show, they're going to get their ass handed to them. You know that as well as I do.
This is true.
They do not like this show because we don't bow down to what they say when we know they're wrong. And everything they told us has been a lie. Everything. So why in the hell do they want to talk to us? we were talking about a lot of things. Now, they don't want no part of this show. They used to, you know, when I first started going on, they would come, especially the ones that were running for office, they'd come on. And the more we found out about the corruption that goes on in Solidarity House and and all the switcheroos when you think you're getting this when you're not getting something, you know, on the back of the white pages. You and Dick Danjen used to talk about that a lot, Scotty, about the secret little deals they make. It looks good on the contract, but then they make this secret deal that you don't get to see. And if you don't know how to find it or look for it, you're done. You're not going to find it. But Dick Danjen used to be at Solidarity House, so he knew exactly what to do and where to find it. And you and Scott and Dick used to tear that book apart.
I got to pause for a second. I'm going to tell you something. This is really eerie. I'm standing out here in front of the old ADOC. And it's eerie seeing all these dock doors closed. No semis in here. I'm looking out the parking lot. The gates are all locked. And there's no trucks out here. No cars out here. It's kind of sobering.
And,
all the lights of the offices, most of all the lights, the whole front of the building, most of it, they still have the light on the Michigan and the Palmia and the American flag, lights still on for them in the sign, but most all the lights for the offices, they're all dark.
Unless they clean that plant up, it must stink like high heaven in there.
Well, I think that's the scabs that they brought in. That they brought in was to clean. I guess it was a sanitation crews that they brought in, because when we got all the trash and the garbage and the restroom had not been taken care of for over 24 hours when we left. So yeah you can only imagine what that must have.
I know when we come back from vacation, it's not taken care of very good, and there's a pretty bad odor of garbage from skilled trade people.
Right. So.
While you're walking, I'm going to play a little bit of Brother Brian, and we'll listen to him for about a minute or two, okay?
All righty.
We'll get him going here in a minute. It's only a minute long. So far, no sound. Are you going to talk, Brian?
All right, you guys. Not bad. We're doing the Back to Whistle Show live. Special edition. Yeah, here. I got a couple fellas here.
Yeah,
real quick.
There was an issue with Facebook. It just shut the video down. So, I don't know what the deal is with Facebook tonight. We'll see if I can get Omar back on. Omar, give it a try.
Okay, go ahead, Scotty.
What would you guys like to see out of this strike?
Well, start treating our employees right and they move. And going forward is, I'm fourth generation General Motors, and it used to be where your kids, you know, they would have a future with the company.
Right.
It's just a shame that we're sitting in this position that we are. They'd rather burn $100 million a day than take care of their people. When our product was probably the best product out there. I mean, you can go in the showroom and look at any of our products, and everybody wanted, they're selling like hotcakes.
You're here.
So why are we sitting here? I don't get it. Start taking care of your employees, and everything will be all right.
What about the retirees?
Retirees, my dad's one of them. And like I said, I'm fourth generation, and he's always asking, well, what do you think they're going to do for the retirees? And I always got to say, hey, Dad, I don't know. They can't even take care of the ones that are still working here.
Right. Yeah. It's tough right out here. His dad's paying $900 a month for his health care. Yeah. Retired 20 years, and he's paying $900 a month.
Well, you look, they shut down our health care, and our union's got to take care of it now. And our life insurance went down to $50,000. And you got a lady that just had a fatal accident out there at Fort Wayne. And look where her family has to sit.
Three little babies. You're right.
It's just sick, man.
That's
we're not
right.
robots. We're not shop material. We're human beings with families, and you know, I don't get it.
Right. Thank
man
you.
Man,
that's fourth generation worker. This is This is crazy. Right. You know, like you said, they'd rather burn through $100 million a day than to try to take care of this situation.
Yeah, that's a sad thing. That is a sad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they would rather do that than help a worker. I mean, that's the money they're blowing right now. They want to blow. It's their prerogative to do it. But just think what that money could do. 7 days. About seven. What? Let's see. What would that be? $700,000? Are you saying $100,000 or $100 million?
$100 million.
Oh, really?
$100 million right now.
Just $700 million they have lost. Let's see. No, more than that. $1 billion.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we're,
$1 billion.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're heading into day nine. Right?
Yeah.
And like so we get some support. There's a lot of people down here at the North Gate. I don't know if we can get anybody to talk. I'm gonna try. Might get a drink of water here real quick. As you hear, we're getting some support.
Yes, very good.
Which is good to hear.
Yes.
Everybody's been coming through here. We got the bikers. They're honking their horn and revving the motors. But I'll see if I can find somebody to say something down here at the North Gate. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
It's amazing how bashful some people can be. Shy.
Now, Scotty, before you find somebody, you want to tell them about Spring Hill, Tennessee?
Yeah. I could do that.
Local 1853 in Tennessee, Spring Hill.
We're doing Back to Whistle Show live right now.
Oh.
Can I ask you a couple questions? But first, you guys aware of what happened to Spring Hill Tennessee Sunday?
They have a judge. They're not allowed to pick it until October
8th.
Eight.
Restraining order. Yeah. Was you aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
the South for you.
That's the South, and, you know, somebody being fought off, I would say. What I'm trying to find out is, what do you want out of this strike?
I want a fair contract.
Yep.
I want to be able to.
Fair contract.
I want to be able to have security in my job, like we used to.
How about the retirees?
Oh, I want the retirees to be able to keep what they have and gain more back than what they lost. It's not fair. They're the ones that paved our path.
Absolutely. Let's talk to the fellow down here. His dad retired 20 years ago. He's paying $900 a month for his health care right now. It's a VBA. Because they don't cover a lot of the Schedule 1 prescriptions aren't covered, so you have to go to generic. And, well, generics don't work sometimes, like the real thing. So, what about temporaries?
Them full time and working with us the same pay. It's not fair that you're working next to someone that's making $2, you know?
Right. What about health care? Leave it alone?
Leave it alone or give us back a little more than how we had it before. But for the most part, yeah, leave it alone.
Right, right.
I don't want to be paying hundreds of dollars out of my pocket.
Right. Well, we figured it out. If you do the 2% increase that they wanted to offer, do you actually lose money for the offset if you accepted their health care offer, a 15% increase in your health pay, copay, you lose that that 2% wage. It's about $1.63 an hour. You lose that when you know, through your health care. So it's crazy.
Well, when they're the cause of all our aching pains, they need to be paying for it.
Absolutely. Somebody I was talking about, he says, we come in here for 30 years or plus, and we wear our bodies out for them, and they don't appreciate it.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Thank you, ladies. So I'm going to start walking back to South Gate.
All right.
Yep. May I get one more person?
All right.
In fact, we're still live.
That's the whistle show.
Yep. What would you like to see out of this strike?
What would I like to see?
What would you like to see come out of this strike?
Future.
A future. Good answer. How about the Temps?
Future.
A future for the Temps. We're doing the best. What's the show about?
Buy them.
Yeah, exactly. What would you like to see come out of this strike? You don't know? How about health care? Leave it alone?
Temps get hired.
Well, yeah. Everybody's saying that so far. Leave the insurance alone. How about an actual wage increase? Now, this guy to the right of me, he's like me. He's an old timer. We know what a wage increase used to be, and the cost of living, COLA.
That's awesome.
You hear that? Everybody like had that cost of living back.
Yes.
What about the retirees?
Them too.
Yeah. A future for them too, right? Yeah.
Give them their $500 back.
At least, and actually, how about insurance? And give them, better insurance. Saw down here, his dad retired 20 years ago.
They don't have dental, do they?
Did I what?
They don't have dental, do they?
Yeah, they have limited dental and limited optical through the Cobra at a reduced price. But this fellow's dad down here retired 20 years ago. He's paying $900 a month for his health insurance.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like somebody said, just you're behind you, said, look, you know, 30 years we busted our backs and our bodies up for you guys, and this the health care for our own union, and they go and take care of the retirees who paved the way.
That's what my parents talked about the other day. We should
get the insurance back like we had it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but what about profit sharing? I don't think it's be so much as far as profit sharing is, I'd rather have that money in my wages instead of a profit. You agree? Yeah. Every year. There you go. Absolutely.
If they're lucky.
Right. Or if they're lucky. Right. If they don't mismanage your business. Right. So, there you go, Don. Thank you, everybody. Solidarity.
There you go.
All right. There's a little volume down here. A little volume down here.
Yeah, a good crowd.
For the community. Hopefully you can hear some of that. I guess if I ever do this again, I must have to find some kind of a microphone, I think, maybe, huh?
You what?
I might have to have a microphone.
Yeah, it would probably work better. You can buy those. I don't know what kind of phone you have, but you can buy a microphone for it.
Right.
I don't, you know, knowing you, you got Sprint, you know, the cheapest plan you could find that hardly comes in, and you get nothing in your house, and that came from your son. I'm just saying, Scott, get off a dollar. Get a good carrier, and I won't have no problems hearing you.
Right.
But you are good tonight.
Well, so far the general consensus is everything we've been talking about the last couple weeks, Don. You know, and more people are starting to say the retirees need something. In the last sense. They said they'd like to see the retirees actually go back to a better insurance than the VEBA.
Right.
That's
VEBA's not going to change because the UAW's got their fingers right in that VEBA. So it's not going to change.
Yes, they do. So. I said, I'm going to head back to my picket duty.
Where's your brother at anyway?
So.
No, we're good. Thank you.
Happy walking. Solidarity. They did offer me a ride. Go walk. Nobody can talk to you, Don.
What's that?
The van just stopped and offered me a ride, and I'll walk. Now I can talk to you.
Oh.
It's a long stretch now. We're probably 200-yard walk now, at least, with nobody. So,
yeah.
I said, I got to get back to my picket duty and join my wife and shake my sign at some people.
There you go.
I don't know if I can get any more people. I might be able to walk down to the body shop entrance and see if I can get somebody down there, but there's some reluctance.
Yeah, we heard from a lot of people, Scotty, and we've been on 50 minutes now.
Wow. Well.
Well, you're walking. Let's hear a little bit of Brian. And,
there you go.
See what old Brian's got to say. Well, he wouldn't mind me stealing his video, I don't believe.
Okay.
He's definitely.
Everybody's doing okay.
Here we go.
I know somebody's going to bitch because I'm sitting on my couch again making a video. You guys need to stay focused because I'm going to tell you. GM and the Solidarity House might starve you guys to ratifying that tentative agreement. They might keep you out as long as they have to until you start begging for your jobs. So I hope you guys hold strong long enough to, force GM's hands.
And after this video, Scott's going to tell you about the deal that the credit unions have for you if you're a GM striker.
Because I'm not hearing much talk about the negotiations. I'm not hearing shit, to tell you the truth. Also, what's going on with Ford and Fiat Chrysler Automotive? Technically, I mean, truthfully, I think both GM, Ford, Chrysler, all should be out on strike right now. But I don't see the Solidarity House doing that. So if they really want to make a stand and force GM's hand and Ford and Chrysler's, they would call all of us out on strike instead of extending our contracts. So you guys better hold strong, I'm telling you. They might try to starve you guys out long enough to get you guys to ratify that tentative agreement. They're going to come with some bullshit, I can tell you that now. So you better make sure you can read between the lines, set up committees within the membership, not your local, but within the membership. Don't do that fucking language. Get the pros and the cons, then post it and share that information with other union brothers and sisters so that you guys can inform them. But, you know, the hardest thing right now is pushing for Article 30 and 31, Sections 20, and Articles 8, Section 4. I know a lot of people share my videos and information. The local leadership don't want nothing to do with me. So that in itself should say something. That your local leadership is not willing. The membership shouldn't even have to bring this up. The local leadership should be getting the membership together, discussing Articles 30 and 31 and Articles 8. But I don't see it really happening out there, at least not that nobody's telling me, you know.
Yep.
So what side of the fence is your leadership your local leadership on? Are they on the side of the Solidarity House, or are they on the side of the membership?
Solidarity House.
That's questions the membership need to ask their local leadership. Why ain't they bringing this information out? Why ain't they sharing that information with the membership, explaining exactly what local what Articles 30 and 31 are and Articles 8? So whether they like me or not, that's besides the point. Why ain't they informing the membership? Why ain't they discussing this?
I think we've been asking that.
Because no matter how you feel about me, that doesn't change the fact that Gary Jones has been implicated, and along with 11 others, including Dennis Williams.
And they aren't done yet.
But it seems like everybody's kind of fine with the corruption and the concessions and bargaining our contracts and bad faith and the job losses and building the cottage up there with non-union skilled trades. It's like everything I've listed, it's like the membership and the local leadership is fine with this. Because nobody wants to take any action. Everybody's like, oh, let's wait for the feds to do something. Let the feds make the first move. Well, what's the purpose of the UAW Constitution if you guys ain't going to utilize it?
Tell them, Brian.
I'm just asking. If your local leadership is not going to, I mean, the damn Constitution, the UAW Constitution was designed by the membership, right? By union members. So how come it's not being utilized? Because if they end up starving you guys out long enough to scare you, I'm going to tell you that tentative agreement is going to be a fucked up tentative agreement. And if you guys ratify that, there is no legal recourse. You are stuck with it. Because like I said before, the National Labor Relations Board recognizes Solidarity House as your legal representative and your legal negotiator. Once you guys ratify that contract, that's it. Done deal. But with the Solidarity House sitting on these company boards and owning GM Chrysler stock and being intertwined with the very companies you work for, that should tell you something.
It should.
The fact that Gary Jones is not stepping aside should tell you something.
And Brian's got a point. Just to make the union not feel so bad, I think a lot of them should step down. And that's Cindy Estrada, too. She ought to go. She was there. She knows what was going on. And she's got the same smell to her as Dennis Williams, Gary Jones, and the rest of them. Scotty.
Yes, sir.
We got 90 seconds. You want me to add to it?
No, I'm about to get down here, and they got some music cranked up, so I'm going to be deaf for a while.
All right. You got some good interviews, though, and they all said about the same thing, every one of them, the temporary workers. Now, Brian was mentioning a temporary agreement. Now, what is that rumor that we heard the other night? Is that what he's talking about?
No, I was not aware of that. I'll have to dig into that. I'm going to go back probably tomorrow. Maybe after we get back from Dye Road and listen to the show again and try to listen to what some of the people said. And maybe I can put something together for Sunday's show.
Okay.
If we don't do another one before then.
We probably will, but we could have tomorrow. But if Cinnamon is sick, and she stays home, I can get her to run the board again if we want to do something tomorrow.
Well, maybe we'll talk
about
it tomorrow morning and talk about that.
That'd be fine. That'd be fine. All right, Scott, I'll let you go do your thing on the strike line at General Motors. Local 598 is out there. And 659 people. And if you have nothing to do, and even if you do, if you can postpone it, come and help out on Miller Road, SPO on Miller Road, on Diane Miller Road. Come on down, and we will be there at noon tomorrow, or right around noon. And they need help. They need strike. They need people to walk the picket line. It's a sad situation when we have to try to call people out on this. This shouldn't be happening, folks. 659's got a lot of retirees and workers. It's get out there and help. They need help. They've already called out for help twice. Scott and I and his wife were there a few nights ago, Sunday night, Monday morning. Help out if you can. On behalf of Scott Shingledecker, which did a fine job on his interviewing skill. I like it. And his wife, Jean, which is also a co-host on Saturday Night Beyond the Mainstream. Thank you both for doing what you do, buddy.
All right.
On behalf of Scott Shingledecker, this is the UAW Factory Whistle Show. We could be back anytime, so keep your ears open. We'll keep you informed. And if you can't make it on during the week, 7 o'clock Sunday is the actual show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On behalf of everybody, stay safe. This has been the UAW Factory Whistle Show. Good night, everybody.